Well, it's a pleasure to welcome David Kilgore to Business at Night. David Kilgore was Secretary of State Asia Pacific from 2002 through the end of 2003. And he and David Matus have been nominated for a Nobel Prize for their work on the Falun Gong. How are you this evening, David?
Oh, fine, thanks, John.
Okay, you're the guy we want to talk to, one, because you have Western roots, and I think you understand what's going on here. What is your opinion on this Potash of Saskatchewan deal?
Well, it certainly brings one back to the Noranda situation a few years ago when China MinMetals wanted to buy Noranda, and a very vocal opposition went up, and they backed off very quickly. You may recall, John, that the China MinMetals is not even an incorporated company. It's a branch of the mines department of the government of China. So, in fact, a private company was going to be nationalized by the mines department of the government of China. And I think when people realized that, it was pretty easy to persuade people that this should not be allowed. Now, with the Potash Corporation in Saskatchewan, which any of us from the prairies have the highest respect for, and we know they're the largest producer, seems to me the last thing any government in Canada should be doing is selling that off to any agency of the government of China for all kinds of reasons. One would be that they want to control minerals, fertilizer included, around the world as much as they can. They have an appalling environmental record, natural environment record. They use forced labor. I think some of the jobs would be transferred, processing jobs would be transferred to China, and who knows would end up working in those jobs. It certainly wouldn't be Canadians. So I guess for no reason that I can think of, the government of Saskatchewan or the government of Canada should be allowing even anybody to think about selling Potash Corp to an agency or a department of the government of China.
So where are our legislators? They seem to have gone missing. They don't seem to be paying the faintest attention to this critical situation.
Oh, I'm sure as a former Prairie MP that their constituents will be on their cases very actively about this. I think I spoke to some people today, and one of them was a former MP from Manitoba, and he and I both had exactly the same view. This is not something that any government, certainly one, the Harper government, which has its base in the prairies, should allow it in any way, shape, or form. And I assume once they get the MPs here from of all parties here from their constituents, a way to shelve this idea will be found very quickly.
What would your suggestion be for a workable situation going forward on all strategic entities such as this? There has to be some sort of long-term planning process. It seems that politicians only think short-term.
Of course. Well, yeah, we have this is the largest deposit, largest producer in the world in Saskatchewan producing potash. The world, I think it's 150 countries, import fertilizers, and we happen to be sitting in the best position on this. We should be selling our potash to anybody, including, of course, China, who pays a price, but we should maintain the ownership of it, most of the jobs that go along with that, and like any other country, China wouldn't allow for a nanosecond to be selling the ownership of any company in China that was producing, the potash reserves that Potash Corp of Saskatchewan has. It just wouldn't happen, and in fact, I don't think any self-respecting country should allow this to happen, especially when food is becoming so important, increasingly important, and we have this wonderful way of making soil more fertile. So I would simply say no foreign company is going to buy potash. This is a national jewel, and nobody will be buying Potash Corp. Thank you very much.
Well, good for you. Now, from your experience as Secretary of State, Asia Pacific, mm-hmm. Do you think that if BHP is approved as a purchaser, mm-hmm. that then either the Russians or the Chinese will pounce from the wings with a slightly higher price, and will the Harper government be able to stop an acquisition?
Well, I would hope that the Broken Hill property, which will not The board of directors have said they are not interested. Those who think that the Russian company in Russia should be buying, and I would remind that that IKEA has actually stopped doing business in Russia, or so I read, because of corruption in Russia. So I don't think the last place on earth we want to see the ownership of a Potash Corp go is to a company or government in Russia. And then, as I said earlier, China would be very close behind Russia as being the least desirable place to see the ownership go. It's fairly clear, I think, from, as you know, from that Broken Hill Property wants to see their share appreciate, their share value appreciate, and I think that they think that by buying Potash Corp for a large amount of money that their shares will go up. But that's a pretty small consideration. Everybody, I think, knows that when these things happen, it's the chief executive officer and the shareholders who are the ones who benefit from it. Jobs are lost, marketing departments are lost, pride is lost, and I don't think BHP should be allowed to buy it either.
And this company is even more critical than Noranda, Falconbridge, Stelco, because they actually are the dominant player in the fertilizer market around the world, so they can end up setting prices once this deal is accomplished.
Well, yes, and it's a point that's worth making, is that probably the main reason that China wants to buy it is so that they can set prices and decide who will be allowed to buy fertilizer from Potash Corp. This is the thing that people don't seem to know, is that there's always a political influence in these things, and I can see a Potash Corp owned by China saying, well, we're not going to sell any fertilizer to the United States or to whoever they happen to disapprove of this week. So that's exactly why you don't want to have a party state from China or anywhere else getting ownership of this company. As you've said, it would be a colossal mistake for the Harper government to allow that to go ahead.
Well, maybe the veto will actually come from the United States. They'll pick up the phone to the Harper government and say, guys, we don't want this thing in the hands of China.
Well, I'm sure they don't. Well, yeah, but I would hope that call wouldn't be necessary. Anybody who spends about 10 minutes on Google can see the way China behaves when it gets control of resources, whether it's in the Africa or Asia or Canada or anywhere else. They drive up prices, they reduce the employment. There's a very well-known pattern as to what happens when China gets its hands on something, and this is something on which they must not get their hands.
Now, is there any chance that your well articulated opposition will actually get traction with any politicians? I have opened the lines and asked people to call in without a peep from anybody in the past.
Well, I think a lot of MPs don't understand the way China operates around the world, and I think that as the debate begins to heat up, I think that a lot of them will become aware of this. David Matus and I and many others have tried to explain the way the party state in China operates, whether it's with Falun Gong or with buying ownership of a company, of private companies, and if anyone looks on my website, they can see a large amount of material there.
So, what is your website?
Oh, it's david-kilgour.com. Kilgour is K-I-L-G-O-U-R.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on such short notice.
Thanks, Emilian.